Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Got to unmute, Jay. You muted yourself. Thank you.
I got to do that, Austin, so I ain't killing your ears. But we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Austin, you know, the trade deadline ended about a couple hours ago. What's your thoughts on Jimmy Butler going to the Golden State Warriors?
Whew, that's a lot.
For $60
million
a year.
Yeah, 60 and a half a year over the next couple years after he signs the extension for the next two. On the court, I don't love it, but Golden State had to do something. They had to do something. They've been treading water. They didn't pick a plan. So at least now it seems like Golden State at least picked a lane. They're going all in on Steph and on Draymond. Steph's got 2 years after this one on his contract. Jimmy's got the 2-year extension. Draymond has three, so that's just one extra year beyond. And Steve Kerr said he'd be around to coach Steph Curry as long as Curry wants him around. So not a perfect basketball fit. There's been worse. So I'm curious to see how it plays out on the court. Culturally, this is maybe the least Golden State move I think anyone could have pictured, right? With how Jimmy Butler, you know, goes and acts in the locker room when he's not happy, right? Because this is a Warriors organization that has spent most of the last, you know, decade talking about basketball joy and the happiness that Steph Curry plays with and the different emotions that they brought to the Bay Area for the first time since Run TMC and then probably Wilt before that. It's been a while, you know, for Bay Area basketball fans. They were a joyful fan base and franchise. Sure, maybe got a little obnoxious, but kind of hard to hate Steph as good as he was. I don't like how this is going to end because I am a Steph truther, a Steph stan, right? I mean, the dude is legit. The dude is insane. I really started getting into basketball as Steph and the Warriors were getting good, right? A lot of what I believe about the game of basketball was influenced by some of the pace and space, the Splash Brothers stuff that the Warriors were doing. And while on the basketball court, Steph needed more help, I'm just worried, Jay, that the end of Steph Curry's career, which is, you know, probably within the next 3 years, if we're being honest, isn't going to be a celebration of how good Steph Curry was at basketball. It's why in the world did the Warriors wait so long to make a decision and stick him with cantankerous Jimmy Butler to make that the biggest storyline, and Steph can't go out. I mean, the Warriors weren't going to retire on top with him, right?
Right.
They're not winning another championship. That was never the goal. But they needed to help him. I just don't think this was the best way to treat a legend in his twilight years, having to, you know, continue to be the good soldier for the organization and try to be the tie that binds that locker room together. Because everywhere Jimmy Butler has gone, it hasn't ended well. Why should we believe this is going to be any different?
Yeah, I would have liked to see them wait to the offseason. Just but you're not making a run in the West. So I would have waited in the offseason, see if you could have pulled off a heist and got LeBron.
Ooh. Still can.
Steph and LeBron, they still can. And, you know, I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't know all the dynamics. I just think bringing Jimmy Butler in, paying him that money, is the impulse move. There's only another time that Golden State did this. This is when they got D'Angelo Russell, and then they end up trading him within a year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's the same type of – yeah, quick. So I just think it's a waste of time, waste of movement. But ultimately, they felt like they needed to make a move and probably did Pat Riley a solid as well. So, and they needed to get rid of Wiggins' contract. So it kind of worked. It was more of a money-moving thing, you know, to get rid of one and pay for another. But I'm sure Jimmy Butler is not going to be like Schroeder and sign a lease. He could probably take over a lease from Schroeder. Because he won't be in, he shouldn't be in Golden State that long. So, anyways, good show today, Austin. As always, my brother, appreciate you. I got my stuff going on over here, but
yeah, you feel better, man.
Hey, man, nature versus nurture, man. You can't run into people for a living. So, anyways, this is old school. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, was signing off. Next is WTF with Eastrick and Clester. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back in full effect tomorrow with old school and on the block. Before preview Super Bowl Sunday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.